This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. Key Republican leaders in Washington, D.C. are siding with President Donald Trump in his uphill legal fight to show that vote counting fraud is widespread enough to overturn the projected presidential election victory of Democrat Joe Biden. On Tuesday at a news conference, Mr. Biden said President Trump's failure to recognize the election results was, quote, an embarrassment. He added he had not yet spoken with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has yet to acknowledge Biden's win despite a friendly relationship between the two men. Biden said he felt that the Republican Party, with a few exceptions, has been, in his words, mildly intimidated by a sitting president. A handful of current Republican lawmakers and a broader list of former Republican officials are acknowledging Biden's win last week in last week's national election. But McConnell, along with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, said Trump need not concede the election as his campaign files suits alleging voting and vote count irregularities. So far, Mr. Trump has lost the first five lawsuits that have been decided, with perhaps a dozen more yet to be considered by judges around the country. Political analysts say that even if Trump is successful in some of the remaining suits, the vote totals that would change in a handful of states would not overturn Biden's victory. Biden's winning effort to become the country's 46th president became apparent on November 7th when the outcome in the eastern state of Pennsylvania tipped in his favor, giving him more than the 270 votes needed in the Electoral College, which decides the outcome of the U.S. presidential elections rather than the national popular vote. You can keep up on the election at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A majority of the U.S. Supreme Court signaled Tuesday it's likely to rebuff a Republican effort to strike down the country's Affordable Care Act, health care law that provides medical insurance for millions of Americans. At a hearing in Washington before the nine-member court, two conservative jurists, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh, both indicated that they were inclined to join three liberals on the court in keeping the law in effect. The Affordable Care Act, nicknamed Obamacare, was enacted in 2010 and fiercely opposed by Republicans. It sought to incentivize Americans to purchase private health care insurance. It also expanded access to government-funded health care for the poor. Initially, the law required a tax penalty to be paid by Americans who did not buy health insurance. But Congress in 2017 reduced that penalty to zero. Justice Kavanaugh commented Tuesday that it seemed, quote, fairly clear that the rest of the law should be left in place. Another top U.S. Pentagon official is leaving his post a day after the termination of Defense Secretary Mark Esper. In his resignation letter to U.S. President Donald Trump, Acting Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, James Anderson, listed some of his achievements and said it had been an honor to serve. On Monday, Mr. Trump announced via Twitter that he had fired the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper. Esper had been expected to serve through the transition period between now and President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration in late January 2021. Guatemala's National Disaster Agency has ended rescue operations at the site of a huge landslide believed to have killed scores of people during Tropical Storm Eta last week. A spokesman says the decision to stop search operations was taken because of dangerous conditions at the site. The Vatican is publishing its two-year investigation into the rise and fall of ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was defrocked in 2019 after a Vatican investigation determined he sexually abused adults as well as children. The report on Who Knew What accuses senior U.S. clergy of providing, quote, inaccurate and incomplete information to the Holy See about McCarrick's behavior. And the United States is calling for a transparent and inclusive World Health Organization-led international investigation into the origin of the coronavirus pandemic, criticizing its current terms. This follows the WHO announcing its investigation team on Tuesday. The Trump administration has accused the WHO of being China-centric and of being China's puppet. Marissa Melton, VOA News.